In today's weather, it's currently about 66 degrees in DC. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WPAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my handy for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold and cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man. Come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man. You all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, yeah, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, your host for To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty, tremendous assistant, Brother Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing extremely well, extremely well. I made it. Excellent. Made it another day, man, another day.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful as can be.
I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, today we want to talk about how to add years to your life. Add years to your life. You know, there was a study. It was done about at least 12 years ago in Europe, and it was entitled "Healthy Living is the Best Revenge."
Yes.
Healthy living is the best revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it found out that if you adhere to just four simple, healthy lifestyle things compared to someone who didn't adhere to any of them, that you could potentially, it could potentially make a strong impact on preventing chronic diseases. The study shows about 80% less chronic disease risk would occur. You know, they slashed diabetes by as much as 93%. Heart disease dropped by 81%. Strokes were cut in half, and cancer by 36%. I mean, that's some powerful stuff.
That's powerful.
Four simple things. Now, the potential of therefore preventing disease and death is enormous. If we look here in the United States, now this was in Europe, but if we look here in the United States, every year, how many, Brother Frank? Every year, about 500,000 people have heart attacks.
Wow.
Half million. And what I've read is that, half the folk that have heart attacks, their first symptom is sudden death. So that means at least 250,000 people are dying every year from heart attacks.
Wow.
About 500,000 strokes a year. You get a million new cases of diabetes and a million new cases of cancer are diagnosed every year. Now, the message is clear. It ought to be clear that if you adopt these behavioral changes, that it can have a major impact on your life and your life expectancy. Now, what were the things? The first one was never smoke. Never smoke. Don't be obese. And we've talked about how obesity and cigarette smoking are such major problems, the two associated with all 10 of the le 10 leading causes of death. If you exercise a half an hour a day, and if you adhere to a healthy diet, and these are the things. Now, that healthy diet included a lot of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and they said less. But I put in, Frank, no meat.
No meat.
No meat, And following these simple rules or principles, and bam, you can enjoy 80% reduction in major chronic diseases, major
Wow.
killers, Now, they did a similar study where they actually looked at mortality, what difference would it make in mortality? And they found that following these principles, you could have a fourfold difference in total mortality, which was equivalent to about 14 years in chronologic age, which means that you could start functioning as if you were 14 years younger. Now, it's interesting because when I first left surgery and started doing holistic medicine, I started a program called Walk for Life in DC. I wanted to work with old, poor, and educated Black folks. And doing some research on exercise in seniors, I found that Dr. Devize, who was the head of the President's Council of Physical Fitness at the time, said that you can regain 20 years of function in 4 to 6 weeks of exercise. So, this thing has been done repeatedly. And so we should be able to expect that this is not just some cunningly devised fables, but that it really works, But what was really significant is a study which looked specifically at Americans, because Americans have a shorter life expectancy than the residents of other, quote, high income countries.
And it's getting worse.
And the reason, and it's getting worse. And the reason is that your life here is not important. What's important is we get as many of your dollars,
Tell it, Doc.
as many of your dollars, as long as you're able to make them. And when you're not able to make them, we're gonna put you in hospice and cut your life off short. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This particular study here, they estimated that adherence to this program, to this low risk lifestyle, would prolong a person's life expectancy if they started at age 50 by 14 additional years for women and 12.2 additional years for men. So if you started at 50, the average woman lives to be about 79 in this country, and men 75 and a half years. Mm-hmm. Now, for African-American women, that's about 76 years, and for African-American men, that's about 69 years. But even if you looked at that, all right, if you add that 12.2 years to that man, we're talking about 81.
Yes.
As opposed to 69. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Brother Frank, that means I got about 0.3 years to live, because next month I'll be 81. So,
yes, sir.
So maybe going vegan can add a few more years, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But the bottom line is that it's never too late to turn back the clock, you know?
That's right.
We don't have to die, you know? If you eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and you can get those in smoothies, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you some smoothie recipes. Because they tell me, Brother Frank, that my smoothies taste good, man.
Oh, they do.
So you can drink those smoothies, get those fruits and vegetables in. You can walk, they say 20, I say an hour to an hour and a half, but you work up to that a day. And you know, you should try to do that, Brother Frank, 5 or 6 days a week, you know. And maintain a healthy weight. Now, folk get mad when I tell them what they should weigh.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell them anyhow, because it's my job to tell them the truth.
That's right.
And what I find with folk who get on the program and start losing the weight, they actually get happy. They start recognizing, hey,
I feel better.
I feel better, and
I look better.
And I'm getting so many compliments, you know?
That's right.
And you know, and then you stop smoking if you are smoking, you know, and that can substantially decrease your mortality by as much as 40% in the first 4 years. But I believe if you hit it hard, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
if you hit it hard, you can do more. Because I'm seeing that with my patients, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing them get off of their blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing them get off the diabetic medicine.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them going from walking 10 minutes a day to walking an hour and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
The brother we had a couple weeks ago, the blind brother, that boy walks an hour and a half to 2 hours a day, man. You know, blind, mm-hmm. you know. So we can do it, you know. You know, in February, Brother Frank, we started talking about or looking at a topic, the Black Health Matters Project, the Black Health Matters Project. Now, yesterday was Father's Day, so I thought it would be a good time to take another look at a segment of our community that is not faring well. Matter of fact, is the They have the highest death rate and the shortest life expectancy of any group in the United States. And that's the black man. The black male, and I think we need some help. You know, as I said, you know, black men in the United States suffer the worst health than any racial group in America. Now, I said United States because we've looked at Kenya, we've looked at Uganda, we've looked at other countries in Africa where black men are living in the 90s, 100s, on no medication, normal blood pressures, you know. And it's amazing. I said, are y'all following my program or am I following their program? You know, I think it's more likely that I'm following their program.
Yeah.
You know, and so we need to recognize that we can do something. And I can go on and on talking about how bad the statistics are, but I don't want to do that. You know, I think that what we need to focus on is that we can reverse this problem. All right. We can reverse the problem. We can actually get black men in this country living longer than anybody else. But in order to do it, you got to recognize you got a problem, you know? And what I like us to do is use the problem to find a solution. Use the problem to find a solution. I believe the only reason a problem exists is so that we can find a solution, you know? Just about all of the leading causes of death in black men in this country is preventable. They're not only preventable, many, if not most of them, are reversible, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so what we have to do is we got to step up to the plate. We got to decide that we're going to be a game changer. We're going to first start with ourselves. And then we're going to go to our family.
Yep.
Our neighborhood, our community, and we're going to make a difference, you know. Some of you know that I grew up in the projects in Cleveland, Ohio. And in fact, when we moved to the project, we moved up to the project. You know, that was up with mobility, you know, because before the projects, we were living in what they call war houses. and they were just thick plasterboard. That's all it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put those for you know, for living accommodations for the poor folk.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there because our father and my mother's husband decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he left us alone. And as a result, I really never remember him. But when we moved into the projects, my mother said to us, we're in the projects, but we're not of the projects, all right? In other words, we have to have a different mental attitude. And what she meant was that there's a higher calling on us than most people can see just because of our surroundings. Because if you're in the projects, that means you're pretty down pretty low. Although my name is Dr. Watkins, and my best friend in the projects, Junebug, was the first person to ever get a PhD in psych. And at Howard University, you know, the first one. And what my mother meant was that we're here on this earth to make a difference. And you know, as I look back on those days, you know, my mother was crazy. My mother was crazy because, see, when we moved, actually before we moved into the project, we went and looked at the place, and there were so many roaches in there, they literally had to paint them, or they chose to paint them on the wall and to get rid of them. And my mother said, we will not have roaches in our house. And so before we moved in, we set out to get rid of the roaches. So we took, remember the boric acid?
Yep.
We took boric acid and sugar. And for those 20 or more years that we were in the projects, we never had roaches in the house. Now, mm-hmm. everybody else in the project had roaches. Mm-hmm. But we didn't. You know, it's like when the roaches came to our door, they would tell the other one, you better not go in there. Because if you go in there, you're going to die. Because that lady in there is crazy, you know? Now, I need to define what I mean by crazy, see, because I'm crazy too, you know? And my definition of crazy is that you're not, that you're abnormal, that you're not average, that you don't look at things like most people look at them, all right? You know, if you look at the bell curve, and I know being in psychology and so forth, you know about the bell curve.
Oh, yeah.
Know, the distribution of population. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2.5% on the left-hand side of the bell curve. Those folks are crazy. They're in the insane asylum, or they're walking the streets on antipsychotic medication, you know? But then you go up, and then you come down to the right side of the bell curve. Those folks, they are crazy too, but they run the world, see? So when I call you crazy, Brother Frank, I'm not calling you left side crazy. I'm calling you right side of crazy,
because
you're a game changer, you know? Yeah. And if we're going to change the statistics, then we gotta get a vision. We got to start seeing ourselves as crazy, seeing ourselves as being able to make a difference, seeing ourselves that we're not just a number, you know, that we're somebody that's important. We got to get a vision, and then we got to go out and do something. All right. We got to go out and do something, you know. See, I'm the kind of person that's a dreamer, you know, and when I was about 5 years old, I decided to be a doctor. Now, there were no doctors in the projects that I knew of, you know, there were no doctors in my community. In my church, I was one of the largest Black Seventh-day Adventist churches in the country. There were no doctors in that church. But I was crazy enough to believe that I could become one. And Brother Frank, my name is Dr. Theodore Watkins.
Yes, sir.
You know? And if you go to Howard University College of Medicine and go in and look on that first floor, if they still have them, there are pictures on the wall of the graduating class. I'm in the class of 77, all right? Mm-hmm. See, and when I was in med school, I used to walk at night, because I wouldn't go home most nights because I was scared I may go to sleep. If I go to sleep, I'm a flux. So I would stay at school and study. And when I get tired, I'd walk and look at those pictures on the walls. And I was especially drawn, Frank, to those pictures that had turned yellow. I mean, they've been there a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, those people came up when times was really tough. And I would say to myself, if they can do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to do as a community, Brother Frank. Mm-hmm. We got to look and we got to see that if they can do it, I can do it, you know? And we have to decide that we're going to do it. I remember one time, before we moved up to the projects, my two brothers and I got run home by these guys, you know. And when we got in the house, we were just huffing and puffing. And my mother said, "What's wrong?" And we told these guys chased us home. And Frank, my little Christian mother said, well, you got to get out of here. He said, you can't come in here let somebody chase you. Because if they chase you home today, they'll chase you home every day. And I can distinctly remember when we went into the house, there was this smell of food, you know, and my mama could throw down, Brother Frank. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were hungry. But she said, you got to get out of here. So what did we do? My brothers and I, we grabbed some bats. And we grabbed a hammer. And we went hunting them guys. And when we found them, we not only chased them home, we chased them into their house and went into their house behind them. And their mama said, what's going on here? We said, my mama said, we can't come home because your boy's been chased us and we want to eat. She said, they'll never chase you again. Because, see, we stepped up to the plate. You understand? Yep. Mm-hmm. We did what was necessary and we solved the problem. We got to, if we want to change our community, to change what's happening in our community, we got to get some bats and we got to get some hammers and we got to decide that we're going to no longer be the tail, that we're going to start being the head. And we're going to have to decide that we're going to be at the top and not the bottom. And we're going to do it because we're worth it. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. I want you to give us a call and with any questions or comments, what can we do to make a difference? I'm crazy enough to believe, Brother Frank, that we could change this thing around, that we don't have to be dying of heart disease. It's reversible. Mm-hmm. It's preventable. We don't have to die of diabetes or the complications of diabetes. We don't have to die of cancers. All these things are preventable and reversible. But in order to do it, we have to decide. So I need to hear from you today. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. You know, we had Sister Ruby on last week. And she said, we got to stop playing, Brother Frank.
Yeah,
stop playing. We got to go vegan, mm-hmm. You know, so. To be more specific, we got to go plant-based whole food. And we got to start learning how to prepare good-tasting foods that build and not destroy. Food that heal and not kill, you know? We got to learn how to do that, and we can, you know? If we could take chitlins and make them taste good, and fat back, and make it. We can do anything, Brother Frank.
Oh yes, sir.
You know, and see, we ate those things because that was all we had. And I don't knock anybody for eating that if that's all they got. But now we got more, you know, and we even. I was at one of our friend's house the other day, and I said, I'm going to have to get one of these. She has this tower, you know, where she's planting all these different fruits and vegetables on her porch, you know. Now, she also has baskets, you know, and I got my baskets out there with my tomatoes and peppers and so forth. But, you know, she has them. All kind of herbs and different things in the baskets. And so we need to decide that we're going to do something, and we're going to do something about it. Now, Brother Frank, something is coming up this coming Sunday. What's that all about?
We have a Jazz and Justice Festival at this Sunday, and it's sponsored by WPFW 89.3 FM, and it's going to be at Malcolm X Park. Everybody knows or should know where Malcolm X Park is, at 16th and Euclid Streets Northwest, and it's this Sunday from 9 to 2. No, I'm sorry, noon to 9, rain or shine. There's going to be live music and poetry, social justice teach-ins, visual art, children's activities, and much, much more. We want to see your face in the place for sure. Doc, you're muted.
Sorry about that. This is going to be a chance for you to, because we're going to be there, all right? And so we're going to be teaching folk how to make some of those changes that we've been talking about, and some of you will be able to get a one-on-one with me, so that and I'm going to be there early. I'm going to be there at 12, so let's get on out there, and let's hit it. Because we can do it, we don't have to die prematurely. We can make a difference. But right now, we're talking about helping our men. And the interesting thing is, when we help our men, we also help our women. All right? We help our men, we also help our women. So the number is 202 588 0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Watkins and Brother Frank? Nice to talk to you, gentlemen. Thank you for everything you
Doing
do.
great.
What's that?
Doing great.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, doctor, I got a question for you. I had read that people in Nigeria, I believe, live to be 135 often. Have you heard of that, sir?
I haven't heard specifically of Nigeria, but I've heard of people certainly in 120s, in Ghana, and probably Nigeria too. These countries, and these are people in the village. Now, these
Yeah.
ain't folk in the cities, because the
No.
folk in the cities are trying to be like Americans. And when you live like an American, you die like an
You
American.
die like an
So they're
American.
dying in their 60s and their 70s, like we are. All right. But the ones
That's
in the
right.
villages, they're living 90s, 100, 120. Dr. Parker, Allison Parker, told me when she was in Ghana that this brother, I think he was about 120, 120 something, had a baby.
Wow. Wow.
With
Oh
this young sister, all right, and he said that she fell in his lap.
my. Right.
She just fell in his lap, and the
That's
brother
right.
was still able to produce
God
his
Almighty.
120s, man.
That's some genes we
So
want.
yes, go ahead.
No, I just listening, big brothers. I'm a 55-year-old dummy compared to you men.
No, man, we all got it, man. And I know
Amen.
you're playing because you don't believe that,
Well, I
but
do believe that, yes. Compared to you two gentlemen, I feel pretty dumb. I got a lot of experience, and you and I have all, and Frank, we've talked on the phone before. We've had great conversations over the years, but I feel real dumb near you guys, but go ahead, please. You don't do it on purpose, but man, you got it going on, big man.
well, but look, the thing is, I can remember when I left surgery in 1983. I was totally ignorant about holistic medicine.
Yep.
And I got about two or three mentors. There was this, these doctors down in Alabama, the Thrashers. I would call them almost every day. She was a pathologist. He was an internist. And when they became Seventh-day Adventists, they decided that they're going to really follow what we call the health message. And so they started a program called UG Pines, which still is in existence, mm-hmm. you know. And I would call them every day just about. And I liked them because they knew traditional medicine and they knew holistic medicine. And man, I just started reading and reading and reading. And then I was fortunate enough to get on WPFW and they would send me all kind of books and so forth because they wanted to be on my show. And I'd read those books. And so the point is that, you know, none of us started out with knowledge.
That's right.
Gained it.
That's right.
Frank gained his knowledge.
After cancer.
he wasn't ready to see this. The medical community was ready for him to die. But he wasn't ready to die.
Yeah.
All right.
You 12 know, years ago.
Some 12 years. Mm-hmm. And he's still kicking, you know. Yep. And I have other patients that's even longer, you know, still kicking.
Yes, sir.
Because they made a decision. And that's what I want us to do as a as individuals and as a community. All right. As individuals, yes, but also as a community. We have to be willing to share. You know, to share, and I'm so excited. You know, we got to start walking.
Yeah.
All right, and we got to get out there. I believe we need to walk 5 to 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. All right, without a doubt. 5 to 6. Doctor, could I please interject before I get hung up on?
Yes.
Please, I want to say that you mentioned Frank becoming a doctor after his cancer, but I don't mean that. Joking or stupidly, you get thrown into these whirlwinds sometimes. My daughter got cancer in 2000 and let's say 10, I guess it might have been, and really it was earlier than that. And that threw me into the medical world because you find out that maybe the person in front of you hasn't slept in 30 hours and you got to watch what they're doing. And at Nash Children's Hospital. But, you know, I want to say, doctor, I wish more people would not be afraid to learn these knowledges, because me, I was afraid to go to college and be a doctor, which maybe God did that. Maybe God kept me out of that Western medicine world. But I just say that we need more kids, more men, more whatevers, not to be afraid to go learn. We are all geniuses, just unpolished.
Let me share something with you.
Yes,
I taught school a year, math and science. And I remember telling my mother, Ma, maybe I won't go into medicine. Maybe I'll just teach. And my mother says, son, you always said you want to be a doctor. I said, why are you trying to push me into medicine? She said, I'm not trying to push you into medicine. I'm only encouraging you to do what you always said you wanted to do. And later I went back and apologized. I said, Ma, I was just scared because they said it's so hard. But, you know,
right.
I was more afraid not to try. All right. Because
yes,
if I didn't try, I know how my personality is. I'd have been a drug addict or an alcoholic like my daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had to try. I didn't have to succeed,
mm-hmm.
but I had to try. And that's why I said my name is Dr. Watkins, because I succeeded. Not that it was easy.
Yes,
but I never allowed myself to think that it was hard. Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's from your mom. That's from your mom.
My mom.
Maybe
that's right.
God. I'm sorry.
My mom.
Your mom is a wild lady. What's that, Doc?
Huh?
What did you say, Doc? I miss you. I missed something you said. I was just hollering out. That was coming from your mom. My mom.
My mom, she encouraged me to follow my dream.
Mine too. My mom,
Polly,
by the way, we lived in a... Yes, sir, I'm sorry. Yes,
and we were
lived in... Four,
I think we were still in the projects then.
uh-huh. I lived in the projects too. That's where I lived at, in the projects. They call them the projects, but you know, the projects is a place that we lived at. And some people were happy to be there forever. Some people were trying to get through that place. And we didn't have roaches in my apartment neither. My mother kept the roaches out of our apartment.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
The bottom line. I can't stand roaches, but you know, the same way, Doc.
But you know what? It's interesting because I remember one time I had an office in Kilmer Parkside, and I made a house call. I made a house call, and this lady had roaches everywhere, everywhere. And I sat down on that roach-infested couch, sort of gritted my teeth because I was there to help that lady. And roaches or no roaches, I was going to help her. All right. Thank you, my brother.
Thank y'all. Thank you, men. Thank y'all, men.
All right.
Thank y'all. And Mike,
you're all right.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
This is Rick Barco, Dr. Watkins.
Brother Rick.
Hey, Rick.
I just want to say thank you to all of those church folk and professional blacks that came into my house on Stanton Road, Southeast D.C., where we had roaches, and they tried to counsel my mother and myself about moving up and moving out through education and through focus on health. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
done, folks.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. And it's interesting because we moved up and out, but it was a number of years. But I credit the projects with me being a doctor. It was one of the factors because I learned how to fight. I learned, Brother Frank, if you get knocked down, you better get up.
Yeah.
You know. So you know, so that God can do it in many ways. We gotta get out there, as I said, and walk. We gotta make sure that we don't smoke. We gotta cut out all that liquor and drugging, and drugging, you know, and make sure that we lose that weight. If you're overweight, you can lose it, you know? And if we follow these simple principles, then we can add those 12 to 14 years to our lives, you know? We can have many more Father's Days, you know? Yesterday, Brother Frank, my daughters took me out on a tennis court and showed me that I gotta start paying attention to my own health. You know, I gotta love my neighbor as I love myself. But I gotta get out there and exercise on a daily, regular basis. And that's what we gotta do. We have to decide that we are in need of that exercise and do it. And if we decide it, Brother Frank, we can do it, man. There's nothing that we can't do. You know?
Yes.
I think we need to get a partner.
Yeah.
Someone who will encourage us. They call them accountability partners. Someone who will encourage us, but who won't put us down, but who will let us know, Doc, have you walked today? Have you done your jogging today? We gotta do that. And Brother Frank, we have to set a date of when we're going to get started.
Yeah.
All right.
The sooner the better. The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. But we got to set a date, a hard date, and we got to write it down, you know? We have to get that vision, get a specific dream, not some pie in the sky. We got to get a specific dream, and we got to be willing to do what's necessary and just do it. And if we do it, we can accomplish it. You know, we've talked about before, we've had multiple places in the community that sold healthy farm-raised food, and they went out of business because we didn't support them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We got to start supporting our own, all right? And recognizing that we've been played by these industries, you know?
Sure.
They're bringing all these industries into our community, and they're playing us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't care anything about us. So we have to decide that we care about ourselves, and we can do it. You know, some people say, well, 12 years ain't a lot, huh?
Yes,
12 years is a lot.
It's a lot.
12 years is a lot.
And healthy years, too.
Oh, man.
That suffering is for the birds. We don't have to suffer, and we can live longer, a good life.
A good life, man. A good life. And we could actually, I was talking to my roommate today, one of my roommates, he was talking about Dr. Gardner Taylor, who's a powerful, powerful preacher in New York, in Harlem. And he said that after he retired, he said, if I had known that retirement was this good, I'd done it a long time ago. You know, but we don't want to retire and then die. You know?
Like my daddy did.
Huh?
He got 5 years. My dad got 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years and died. And suffered.
Suffer. See, we don't want to have to suffer. We want to be able to enjoy the work, the fruit of our labor. You know, we work hard. You know, we're not lazy and shiftless, as some people want to try to tell us. We're hard workers and we're smart. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're smart. We can do anything. And so we must develop systems, Brother Frank, systems to save our community, to bring it up from disaster. Because unfortunately, when we're dying before everybody else, you know, it's disastrous. And it just doesn't have to be, you know. And maybe we have to send everybody, you know, the Muslims go on pilgrimages. Maybe we have to send everybody to Africa, to rural Africa on a pilgrimage so they can see what it's like, you know, being healthy and living in those communities. Because we say we're Afrocentric, but if we're Afrocentric, we start living like the Africans, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm amazed at what these herbs will do for you. You know, I mean, and I'm just scratching the scratch, you know? And yet they got thousands of years that they've been doing this thing. We need to learn from them and take these principles and put them in you know, I used to, when somebody would come to me talking about having difficulty sleep, I'd throw up my hand, there's nothing I can do. But when I found skullcap, a simple herb, skullcap, I don't think I've used it on anybody that it didn't work. You know, sometimes we have to increase the dose, but the beauty is you can increase the dose and it's non-toxic, you know? I found mullein, mercy, you know? I found oil of oregano. All these things that are so very powerful that we know about. We used to talk about digitalis, you know, digoxin, digitalis. Well, that comes from the digitalis plant in Africa. And they went and basically stole it from us and made billions on it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not as effective as the plant.
As the plant.
See?
That's right.
When you take something, you know, a common example that everybody knows about is turmeric. All right? they found that turmeric, and what's the other one?
Willow.
Huh?
Willow.
No, the extract from turmeric.
Oh, curcumin.
Curcumin.
Mm-hmm.
They found that the extract from curcumin
doesn't work as well.
From turmeric is more powerful, more potent than curcumin. Matter of fact, they've done studies where they've taken curcumin out, and it's still a better anti. Turmeric is still a better anti-inflammatory because it has so many other things, you know? And so there's so much that we can learn if we're willing, but we got to get a vision, all right? We got to get a vision of ourselves. We got to see ourselves living and then contributing to our community, you know? So I'm just excited about it. I'm excited for you, my brother, because, see, you're crazy enough to keep on juicing. Keep on eating your beans and rice, you know? And I'm doing the same, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. So Sunday, Malcolm X Park.
Yep.
New 12 to 9.
Yep, 12 to 9.
We're having a
Jazz and Justice
Festival. Jazz and Justice Festival. And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. You want to get there and have a good time. And I'll look forward to seeing you there so we can meet. Come up and hug me. Tell me you've been listening to the show. All right, Brother Frank, any parting words?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Doc. If you want to talk to my doctor, Theodore Watkins, or make an appointment, call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. That's 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Just come to the festival. You can do a preliminary meet and greet. He'll be there at 12 o'clock to 2. Yep. Or you can go to www.twiliving.com. That's www.thewatkinsinstituteliving.com, twiliving.com. We want to thank our able engineer. Today it was Kalia Chapman, and we want to thank our entire engineer staff, Mike, Magic Mike, and the rest of them. We want to thank the WPFW staff as well, program director, Miyuki Williams, and we want to thank Katia Stitt as well. Oladari. Thank you for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. No dead eyes, no bird, with Brother Kaba and To the East. After that, with Ambrose Lane Jr. Thank you so much. Listen to Maccabi.
Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, no head.
Peace, family. On Sunday, June 22nd, at WPFW's Jazz and Justice Festival at Malcolm X Park, WPFW invites community filmmakers to join the music. During the festival, in the Josephine Butler Park Center next to Malcolm X Park, WPFW will host a community film showcase celebrating liberatory stories of resistance, resilience, and rhythm. Short works, 12 minutes or less, whether first-time experiments or seasoned productions, will be welcomed for submission at films@wpfw.org. Submissions will remain open through midnight, Wednesday, June 18th. Technical polish is secondary to vision, heart, and voice. This is an open call, and there is space for every perspective that fits under the 12-minute time limitation and reflects our community's values. Once more, the submission email address is films@wpfw.org. WPFW, making the world a better place, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. The largest manhunt in Minnesota's history came to an end yesterday as police arrested Vance Bolter in the woods outside his house. Bolter, who surrendered to police once they surrounded him, was charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder for shooting former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, as well as Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Bolter, who impersonated a policeman, attacked both couples in their homes. The Hoffmans survived, but the Hortmans did not. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called the shootings a, quote, act of targeted political violence. As authorities are working to determine Vance Bolter's motive, they found a list of about 70 names in the fake police vehicle that he used at the crime scene. These names included prominent state and federal lawmakers and community leaders, along with abortion rights advocates and information about health care facilities. A live television broadcast in Iran was abruptly stopped this morning after an Israeli strike took place. During the broadcast, the sound of an explosion could be heard as the news reporter hurried off camera. For the fourth day in a row, Israel and Iran have continued to launch waves of attacks at each other. Israel strikes have hit numerous military targets, the foreign ministry building, and residential areas in Tehran, which is the capital of Iran. Retaliatory strikes from Iran have damaged or destroyed residential buildings and infrastructure, including an Israeli oil refinery and part of the power grid. Since the pandemic, a new variant of COVID-19 pops up every so often. Medical experts are now alerting the public to 2 new ones, XFG, which is also known as Stratus, and NB181, which is also known as Nimbus. The Nimbus variant has a particularly painful symptom, a severe sore throat. According to Dr. Naveed Asif of London, this sore throat is so bad that it creates a, quote, razor blade sensation among patients while swallowing. Medical experts do acknowledge that such a throat pain can be caused by a completely separate issue, like a throat or tonsil infection. Still, they say it's worth paying attention to. The National Health Service in England warns that other COVID symptoms can include a high temperature or shivering, a new continuous cough, like coughing a lot for more than an hour, or 3 or more coughing episodes in 24 hours, a loss or change to your sense of smell or taste, shortness of breath, and loss of appetite. Over the weekend, the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army was celebrated with a massive parade in the nation's capital. The parade, which coincided with the president's 79th birthday, has drawn strong reaction. One Army serviceman who attended the parade welcomed it, saying that the last one he could recall was during the Gulf War in 1991. On the other hand, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom of California called the event, quote, a vulgar display, describing it as the kind of thing you see with dictators around the world, quote, who are weak, like Kim Jong-un of North Korea and Vladimir Putin of Russia. As the military parade was taking place, an estimated 5 million or more people participated in at least 2,000 planned No Kings or anti-Trump protests across the country. While protests were mostly peaceful, police in Culpeper, Virginia arrested a man who intentionally accelerated his vehicle into the dispersing crowd at the end of one protest. One person was hit, but no one was hurt. Elsewhere in Utah, a person brandishing a gun at a protest was shot. He was only injured, whereas a bystander near him was killed. In today's weather, it's currently about 66 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.